From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Spring is in the air these days, is it not? It's so good to know that the dark days of winter are behind us. Well, we hope so anyway. Before we get into today's program, let me just remind you of our 9 o'clock gospel broadcast. I will be commencing a new series of gospel studies this evening. It is entitled, The Things That People Said About Jesus. And of course I will be playing another extract from my own testimony. I was saved on the 5th of April 1964, and I am especially glad to be able to tell you something of what the Saviour has done for me. The full tape of my testimony is available free to anyone who contacts me. In a moment, I will be playing the lovely hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. But first, I would like to read from Mark chapter 11, the verses 27 to 33. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say, from heaven, he will say, Why then did ye not believe him? But if we shall say, of men, they feared the people. For all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his holy word to all of our hearts. Here's the SMS singers with the lovely hymn, It Is Well With My Soul.
It is
Turning now to Mark chapter 11 and those verses 27 to 33. I want to speak on the subject, those who receive no answer from Christ. Having purged the temple, the Lord Jesus returns the next day to its precincts once again. He is met by the religious leaders, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Verse 27. The questions they ask the Saviour, reveal their hearts. First of all, please note that those who hold high ecclesiastical office may be utterly blind to Christ and know nothing of His saving grace. Remember who these men are who come to Christ and question Him. These are the religious leaders of the people. They were highly respected, and they were believed to be the very fountain of knowledge by all the people round about. The priests could trace their ancestry back to Aaron, but they did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not recognize Him nor accept Him as God's Son. These are the most essential qualifications for the service of God, and these men did not have these qualifications. We must learn today that no man can claim to be a true servant of Christ who does not live by Christ's words and teach those words to others. The last words of Christ to His disciples before He ascended up into heaven are recorded for us in Matthew chapter 28 and the verses 19 and 20, and they are very important. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We must test every man's claim of discipleship by the word of God, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them, said Isaiah the prophet in chapter 8 and the verse 20. It is the Holy Scripture that we must follow, and not the laws of men. Many today think themselves to be following the word of God, but in fact they're only following men's traditions and men's inventions. If only more people would check their religion as they do their phone bill, their electricity bill, their bank statement, then how many would see that they are being defrauded and that they have been following teachings that have no foundation whatever in the Word of God. These high officials in Jerusalem were men who did not know Christ as their Savior. Secondly, see in the questioning of these leaders the rejection of Christ that was within their hearts. Verse 28 reads, "By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority to do these things?" They didn't accept the authority of the Lord Jesus. They did not believe that His works and miracles were of God. What an insult they were thus offering to the Savior. As a minister for some 34 years, I have often battled against men in high places, in church circles, who have, in like fashion, denied the authority of Christ and His Word. They have questioned the genuineness of Christ's miracles recorded in the Bible. They have questioned the very truthfulness of the Bible. Of course, they swore to teach the Word of God, otherwise they wouldn't have become high officials in a church. but instead of teaching it, they lived their life to deny the very word they were supposed to uphold. The spirit of these leaders who confronted the Lord Jesus lives on today and is very evident in our land. These men who confronted Christ were displeased at what the Savior had done in the temple. The Savior was only doing what they had failed to do. These leaders displayed a dog in a manger attitude. As the dog will not eat the hay, nor will it allow the cow to eat the hay, so these men were annoyed at Christ doing what they had failed to do. Thirdly, these leaders were not above dishonesty when answering Christ. See how the Savior responds to their questions by asking one of them, "I will also ask of you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me." That was a fair and proper question. But see the deceitfulness of the hearts of these leaders. "And they reasoned with themselves, saying, 'If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say of men?' They feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, 'We cannot tell.'" These were basically dishonest, conniving men, incapable of a straight answer. Now, have you not encountered such? They saw that they were wrong no matter how they responded to Christ, and that they would be in trouble. So therefore they pretended not to have an answer. To be wrong, and know you are wrong, but yet seek to hide it, is sin of the worst order. Finally, notice, with such men Christ will have no dealings. He refused to answer their question when they were not honest with him. "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Proverbs 28:13. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. There is mercy with God for the poor sinner who acknowledges his sin, but there's nothing from God but judgment for those who will try to cover their sin and bluff God. Don't be as these men. Don't try to hide your sin, but rather openly come to the Savior and acknowledge your lost condition, and he will save you. Oh, come, come today. Study God's word and look closely at what it is we have been reading. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.